Welcome to Courtside, everyone, a discussion of the post-election litigation brought by Donald Trump. It's day 53 after the election. If you celebrate Christmas, I hope you had a great one yesterday. I did. It turns out many Hindus celebrate Christmas, and I'm wearing my present, this Lululemon shirt. I think it's like my 65th one. Who knows whether or not Trump, by the end of this disaster, is going to have more losses in court than I have Lululemon shirts. The litigation count stands at 1 out of 60 that Trump has won, and that one case got him zilch votes. And happy Boxing Day, everyone. Our president decided to celebrate it by doing what he does best, golfing and tweeting like a crazy uncle. Here's what he tweeted first this morning. Quote, "The Justice Department and the FBI have done nothing about the 2020 presidential election voter fraud, the biggest scam in our nation's history. Despite overwhelming evidence, they should be ashamed. History will remember. Never give up. See everyone in D.C. on January 6th. End quote. Ah, Dios mío. First of all, the reason why nobody's done anything at the Justice Department is because there's a guy who was named Bill Barr, who was your attorney general, who you appointed and praised lavishly for the past 2 years, and Bill Barr said he looked into it and found nothing. Second, if I were you, I wouldn't be talking about scams. Third, overwhelming evidence of fraud? Oh yes, that evidence that 59 courts have rejected? The best I can tell, the only new evidence that's been promulgated is what Sidney Powell has brought to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I cannot wait to tell you about that. That's coming up in a moment. Fourth, Mr. Trump, I agree with you. History will remember. History does have its eyes on you, as the bard says. And finally, how dare you insult our Justice Department, our crown jewel in our democracy? Those men and women have more honor in their fingernail than you, Donald Trump, have in your entire body. And then, to make matters even more significant, Trump tweeted the following a couple hours later. Quote, "The U.S. Supreme Court has been totally incompetent and weak on the massive election fraud that took place in the 2020 presidential election. We have absolute proof, but they don't want to see it. No standing, they say." End quote. First, I'll never get over this. A sitting president calling our Supreme Court incompetent? I mean, who does he think he is? I mean, even if you were the greatest president ever, Lincoln, FDR, or something, such words would be uncalled for. And coming from this guy, the worst president ever, I mean, this man has no respect for the office of the presidency whatsoever, or for our Supreme Court. None. Second, the, quote, "incompetent and weak Supreme Court of which you complain, Mr. Trump, is composed of 9 justices, 6 of whom have been appointed by Republican presidents and 3 by Democrats. And of those 6 appointed by Republican presidents, Mr. Trump, you put 3 of them on the court yourself and again showered them with lavish praise and the like. Now, I wrote down on a piece of paper how many of those justices voted for you, Mr. Trump, in all of these different cases you've brought to the Supreme Court. Here it is. Yeah, 0. 0. Third, speaking of Trump-appointed judges, it's not just at the Supreme Court, but at the lower courts that they've been ruling against Donald Trump all across the country. As I said on Christmas Eve, the latest ruling was one from the 7th Circuit Court of Appeals. This is our nation's second highest court sitting in Wisconsin, and it's written by a guy named Judge Scudder. Scudder is a Trump appointee, and he demolished Trump's claims. And didn't just demolish them on standing or something like that, on the merits, said, nope, these claims are bogus. Earlier, another federal court of appeals, in a decision written by Judge Bibas of the 3rd Circuit, said the same thing. And who appointed Judge Bibas, who was showering him with lavish praise when he was nominated? A guy named Donald Trump. Right now, in the face of all of these losses in the courts of appeals, and the losses in the state highest courts, the Supreme Courts, the U.S. Supreme Court is doing nothing to help Donald Trump, and for good reason. Indeed, they have 5 different cases that Trump and his istas have asked to expedite, and they are doing nothing for good reason, because there's nothing to these cases. In the end, no one has lost more, ever, in federal court, and certainly not in this time span, so quickly. Trump is a ginormous loser. Now, finally, there are revelations today about Sidney Powell's big witness. Now, remember, Sidney Powell is Trump's kind of the leader of the Trumpistas, the leader of Team Kraken and the like. Now, Sidney Powell has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Trump's election losses. She claims she has a secret confidential witness, an intelligence contractor who knows all about a foreign conspiracy to undermine our election. And Powell has filed papers in court saying the identity of this witness has to be protected in order for her safety and all sorts of stuff like that. So here's the thing. That secret witness filed a confidential, supposedly 37-page affidavit. That affidavit turns out to match word for word what a Trump podcaster has been publishing in the last month. The Washington Post compared the two side by side and exposed the whole thing. And this person admitted that she's the secret author. Now, here's the big secret author, the intelligence contractor with access to secret information. Her name is Terpsichore Morris Lindemann. She served for under a year in the United States Navy, and that was two decades ago. This stunning witness also claimed to be a medical doctor and to have both a PhD and an MBA. It turns out she's got none of that, as a civil fraud case has revealed. I kid you not, the Attorney General of North Dakota has brought an action against her, saying that she had set up a charity event claiming to fund homeless shelters and wreaths for veterans' graves, but in actuality, she didn't spend it on the vets' graves and the flowers and the like. She used the money for those essential purchases for herself, McDonald's, the QVC shopping channel, and places like that, and a judge has already ruled against her. Now, her LinkedIn profile says she has received 8 different degrees in the United States and the United Kingdom. Oh, wait, sorry. She deleted the LinkedIn profile last week. It used to say that. Now it's just gone. But attorneys in the fraud case could find proof of only 1 degree, not 8. So I'm waiting, and I suppose I'll be waiting for a long time, for the Wall Street Journal to write about this. I mean, last week, they went after our new First Lady, Jill Biden, for using the title doctor, even though Jill Biden actually earned it. So I'm absolutely sure they're going to talk about this. Maybe I shouldn't hold my breath, though. Here's what I am holding my breath for. We've got big deep dives coming up this week on martial law and what happens on January 6th, the date that President Trump said in his tweet today that we all got to wait for. So please come back this week for more Courtside. I hope you're having happy holidays, and I will see you tomorrow.